Whatever we once were, we are no longer a Christian nation, at least not just. We are also a Jewish nation, a Muslim nation, and a Buddhist nation, and a Hindu nation, and a nation of non-believers.
Like most Americans, I believe Roe v. Wade got it right.
Nah, on the contrary, Mr. President, according to the word of God, you and your acolytes got it dead wrong on this one, and many others. Where do you stand when it comes to the slaughter?
Words from the king, words from the son of man. It's forgiveness for your sins, cause the bloody lamb. I'ma run after the king like in my last day. He will pick you up, even if you lack faith. I just finished praying for my cousin John. And he say that he ain't smile like that in a while. He say it feel like empty words when he speak. And I say because of the power behind the word you release. You need the Holy Spirit, Spirit of holiness. Lifting my hands up, I put all of my hope in it. Living on ball time, I'm feeling myself a truth. If you ain't no
welcome, baby, welcome, welcome to the manifesto of a mad black conservative. I'm Eric Dovey, and I'm coming at you guys because I'm mad. I'm mad as a mug, man. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. That's Jeremiah 1:5. Today, so I got something that I feel like you guys should listen to. On my last podcast, I spoke a little bit about Jonathan Cahn and the significance of some of the material that he has brought to life and some of the connections that he's made as it relates to what's been happening in the world and what we've been experiencing in the world and what we have seen taking place and what will take place that's written in the Bible. A few nights ago, Joe Biden, he had the State of the Union address. And Jonathan Cahn just came out and he done kind of a critique, I guess you can call it, of that State of the Union address. And I got to tell you, you know, I watched it when it was on live and I cringed in my seat. I won't lie to you, like it was like some of the things that they were promoting and clapping on, and I felt like I was literally watching demons cheer as they cheered over some of this draconian and abominable stuff, these policies. And it's so just, it is heartbreaking. And so I won't be talking much. I'll chime in here and there. But I'm mainly going to let Jonathan Cahn take this one. And because I just feel like I said, there's some things that need to be said. And he say them a whole lot better than I do. So he's starting this out, talking about the whole situation where the Biden and Democratic regime, as I like to call it, how they're championing abortion, the killing of babies. And I just...
Biden and the Democratic Party are campaigning to have it legalized up to birth, killing a baby basically up to birth. The same baby that would have been protected if it was 1 minute later can be killed 1 minute before. And babies in the womb suck their thumb way before birth. But the president and the Democratic Party, they are without question advocating that babies who suck their thumbs can be legally murdered and should be if the mother wants to murder them.
I thank Vice President Harris for being an incredible leader defending reproductive freedom.
Reproductive freedom. This is called a euphemism. He's using words and phrases to avoid saying that word that describes the killing of an unborn baby. It's a dead giveaway that something's being covered up. And it's a dead giveaway in this case that something is evil, or you wouldn't have to hide it.
This is so true. I mean, one thing that I noticed that the Democrats do quite a bit is they play off of feeling. They play off emotion and they use words that throw you off, that trick you, play with your mind, kind of like the word abortion, you know, instead of saying murder. Oh, it's not murder. And another thing I want to point out, when I was watching that, I don't know if you guys watched the State of the Union, but man, when they got up and they started, it's a little off the subject, you started talking about legalizing marijuana, Mary Jane. Man, Kamala Harris, she jumped up in joy. She was clapping so hard. Anyway, that's pretty funny.
What is that? Same strategy of calling it choice, pro-choice. The word choice has nothing uniquely to do with the act of killing an unborn baby any more than any other act. So why do they use the word choice? Because they don't want to say that which it actually is, which is to kill, to murder a child in the womb. The very fact that they use words like choice or reproductive freedom is a revelation that what they're talking about is evil and has to be covered up by words to obscure the evil.
My predecessor came to office determined to see Roe v. Wade overturned. He's the reason it was overturned, and he brags about it.
What Joe Biden understands right here is there clearly is a line drawn in the sand.
He's the reason it was overturned, and he brags about it.
He's speaking as if it's an offense. How dare he? He brags about it, as if it's an abomination to save the lives of children. If you're saying that Donald Trump was responsible for it, then you just gave anyone who takes God seriously, who seeks to be a true Christian, a reason to go to the voting polls.
Y'all getting this?
Fetus. Why use it? Because it's a Greek word, and so it's Greek to those who hear it. It's foreign. The idea is to make the child foreign, alien, not human. If you can dehumanize someone, if you can take away their humanity, you can take away their life. And that's exactly what the president is doing here. That's what the Democratic Party has been doing. That's what America has been doing. Fetus in Greek actually means offspring or childbirth, childbirth. But you wouldn't know it because it's in Greek. It's behind the mask.
Many of you in this chamber and my predecessor are promising to pass a national ban on reproductive freedom.
No, it's not a ban on reproductive freedom. It's a ban on reproductive termination by murder. By twisting this act into a positive thing, he and they twist those who oppose murder as if they are stopping something positive.
Man, am I the only one catching this or what?
My God, what freedom else would you take away?
The freedom to rape would be one, the freedom to inflict violence, the freedom to steal. But this is the same president and party that is for the taking away even of the freedom to speak and freedom of conscience. That is, if you say words or express thoughts that are not acceptable in the realm of wokedom, you can be silenced or fined. This is the same administration that's putting old women on trial for protesting the killing of the unborn outside the clinics in which they were killed, with a possible punishment of 11 years in prison, freedom. It's the same administration that had over 20 police, FBI, DOG agents raid the house of a pro-life father with guns pointed to take him away in front of his wife and children. Freedom. This is the same administration and party that has sought to force doctors to mutilate children in gender transitioning against their conscience. The same party that sought to force nuns to fund the killing of children against their faith. The same president that signs a bill to force everybody to bow down before same-sex marriage against their conscience. And the same party that has passed laws in America mandating that if a parent does not go along with the hormonal or surgical transitioning of their child to appear as the opposite sex, the government will take the child away from the parent. Freedom.
Man, this is why we have to rise up, people. This is why you and I, we can no longer sit back and be silent. Especially if you have kids, man. Man, it is time, man. Hey, like my boy, Marcus Rogers say, casual Christians is going to be casualties when it's all said and done. Are you a casual Christian? Man, you better step up, you better rise up, and you better do something in such a time as this. Because these people are coming after our children, they're coming after us, and it's no longer time to sit back and do nothing. It's time to stand up and fight back. in the spiritual, if you feel like you can't do nothing else but get down on your knees, you done a whole lot. Pray, repent. Let's get back to the Lord. Let's bring him back into our business.
My God, what freedom else would you take away?
He says, my God. Mr. President, don't bring the name of God into what you're doing. Don't take the name of God in vain. Worse than that, do not take the name of God as a means of implementing an agenda that wars against the very ways and word of God, and in the words of God, is an abomination. I don't know what God you can call my God when seeking the death of children, but the name Baal comes to mind, and the name Molech.
We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths. A man and a woman.
He said, a man and a woman. Are you freaking serious? Are you serious? Man, y'all better get up off this mess, man. Y'all better, I'm talking to my people out there, man, who claim to be Christians, Christ followers, okay? Man, y'all better get off the gas, man, if y'all riding that Democratic bandwagon. Man, y'all better start using y'all's minds, man. You better get in that Bible. The man said, a man and a woman. What? Listen to these dummies, man.
It's a decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court majority wrote the following, and with all due respect, justices, women are not without electoral power. Electoral or political power.
Okay, now he's rebuking and shaming the Supreme Court. Women have electoral political power. What does that mean? They're going to vote the justices out of office? Mr. President, do you realize that you cannot vote Supreme Court justices out of office? Watch this.
You're about to realize just how much you get right out.
Man, please do not ask me what that man just said. I don't know, and I don't think he know either.
You're about to realize just how much you get right out. Clearly. Those bragging about overturning Roe v. Wade have no clue about the power of women.
The Supreme Court is going to find out how right it was. Having no clue about the power of women, what does that mean? Mr. President, do you realize that many women are pro-life? And do you realize that the deciding vote that overturned Roe v. Wade was cast by the last justice to come on the bench at that time, and her name was Amy Barrett, and that Amy Barrett is actually a woman? That was the power of women, and she cast her vote. Over 60 million children were killed in the womb, and half of them, over 30 million of them, were female. Forget about their political power. They're not voting because they're dead.
Wow. Man, that ought to get somebody thinking.
If you, the American people, send me a Congress that supports the right to choose, I promise you, I'll restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again.
What was that? Let's play that again.
If you, the American people, send me a Congress that supports the right to choose, I promise you, I'll restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again.
Okay, if the American people vote an anti-life Congress, you, the president, will restore Roe versus Wade as the law of the land. Mr. President, do you realize that Roe versus Wade is not a law that you can vote or unvote in Congress? It's a Supreme Court decision. You can't vote away a Supreme Court decision. You railed against Trump and his followers for not accepting the outcome of the election and wanting to overturn it when things didn't go their way. But now you want to overturn a Supreme Court decision that didn't go your way.
Let that sink in.
Folks, America cannot go back. I'm here tonight to show what I believe is the way forward, because I know how far we come.
Don't be caught up in the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't get caught up and think that we've outgrown the word of God, his will and his way in our uppity society. Okay. 2 Corinthians 7:14 put it this way. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn back from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. In this passage, God is talking to believers. If we turn back, turn around, if we repent. So let's not outgrow God, okay? Like the Pope.
America cannot go back. They have to move forward with the president. Actually, the word in Hebrew for repentance, shuv, means to go back, to return. He says, I'm here to show the way forward.
And stop denying another core value of America, our diversity across American life. Banning books, it's wrong.
Okay, stop denying another core value of America. Book banning is wrong. Book banning, what is he talking about? Not about books being banned from existing, but for children in school or libraries not to be exposed to that which is inappropriate for children, which has always been part of America and parenthood. The books that parents are telling schools not to expose their children to are basically pornographic, with text and illustrations on how to perform boy-on-boy sex, some advocate man-on-boy sex, in the public school system. So the president is saying it's a core value of America to give pornographic books advocating alternate sexuality to your children? The truth is, it's actually an American core value to ban pornography from children. It has been the rule up until now. And here is the president whose people ban not pornography for children, but books like Dr. Seuss, Mark Twain, and the Bible. And whose people ban those who say marriage is between a man and a woman. That they have banned, but pornography for children, no. They've deplatformed those people, fired them, persecuted them. Good seeks to ban what is evil. Evil seeks to ban that which is good. So you have one side seeking to ban life, the other side seeking to ban murder. So which one is good? Which one is evil? You have one side seeking to ban things like speech and conscience that have always been a part of American life, like saying it's wrong to kill unborn babies or that there are two genders, male and female. You have the other side that seeks to protect its children from that which has never been inflicted upon American children before, like pornography. Which is right, which is wrong?
I know y'all better wake up and get up off that couch, man. Y'all better get up, you better snap out of it. I'm telling you, because they not sleep. They woke.
Instead of erasing history, let's make history.
Okay, I didn't know that pornographic man-on-boy sex was now our history. Watch.
I want to protect fundamental rights. Pass the Equality Act.
Okay, stop right there. What is that which Biden is telling the Congress to pass? The so-called Equality Act. Sounds nice. Another euphemism. What does it do? It alters the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to include gender identity, sexual orientation, and more. So that it means that every distinction of gender will be wiped out of federal law. It nullifies the Religious Freedom Restoration Act so that Christian ministries will be forced to violate the Bible or be shut down. Christian adoption agencies will have to shut down. Christian businesses will be forced to violate the Word of God or be shut down, possibly Christian schools and colleges. Women's sports, kiss that goodbye. And it also calls pregnancy a medical condition that must be treated, as in ending the child's life. So Christian doctors will be forced to perform this act. The transitioning and mutilation of children, it may even lead to the direct funding of the killing of babies by every American by our tax dollars. It is a danger. It's as dangerous as any law that has ever been proposed in America. That is what President Biden is advocating for in the name of freedom.
For even though they knew God, They did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish hearts was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible men and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore, God gave them over in the lust of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way, also, the man abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men, committing indecent acts and receiving in their persons the due penalty for their error. Check that out over in Romans 1, May.
Watch.
And my message to transgender Americans, I have your back. Pass the PRO Act for workers' rights.
Okay, Biden has a message for transgender people. He says, I have your back. And then he goes to say, pass the PRO Act for workers' rights. Wow, that was quick. Biden has said that transgenderism is the civil rights issue of our time. And then he quickly blurts out one sentence, I have your back, and then quickly moves on. Why? Because his pollsters told him that this is not popular with most Americans. Most Americans don't want their children to be transitioned or their children's schools to indoctrinate their children into transgenderism and hide it from the parents. So he gave it one quick sentence to keep his transgender support. But make no mistake about it, his agenda would be exactly that, to mutilate thousands of American children for the rest of their lives, just as he advocates the killing of millions of American children. You see, it's becoming dangerous to be a child in America. The Bible says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness. Well, we're there. This is the American government, and this was an election speech. Elections do matter. The lives of multitudes depend on it, even the future of a generation. America is in trouble. The nation founded to be a city on a hill has fallen so far that it can't even distinguish good from evil and evil from good. It advocates evil as good and condemns good as evil. And that was all evident in the president's State of the Union address. What is the State of the Union? The State of the Union is in danger of judgment. God takes the blood of children very seriously. And those nations and cultures that take the blood of its children, of its innocent, will be judged. Is it possible that even what happened to our country in COVID was in some way connected to all this, down to even the exact days? But for those on the other side, listen, it's really simple. It couldn't be more simple. To kill a baby is wrong. No matter where the baby is, outside the womb, inside the womb, no matter where. None of us, when we were vulnerable inside the womb, would have wanted anyone to have been given the go-ahead to tear our bodies apart. None of us, while sucking our thumbs in the womb, would have wanted anyone to drench us with chemicals to burn us alive. How could that ever be right? Now, a word to Biden. Mr. President, I know you gave this speech because of an upcoming election, but more important than an upcoming election is an upcoming eternity. An upcoming judgment, an eternity with God or without him, heaven or hell. And Mr. President, you're closer to eternity than most Americans, and you will stand before God. And it's a dangerous thing to stand before God with blood on your hands. We're all going to stand before God in judgment. And if we endorse the killing of children or their mutilation, then we have blood on our hands. And if we sit by and do nothing while multitudes of the innocent are slaughtered, not even to vote or pray, then we have blood on our hands. The only thing that can save America is God and turning from our sins and turning to God. Only that, only revival can save America. We have to pray for that as never before. And we have to spread the gospel of salvation with all our hearts while we have yet time. And as for you who have had this procedure or been involved in this sin, yes, it's a grievous sin. But God is the God of mercy and love, and his arms are still open to you. I spoke of the color of sin, and the color of this particular sin as scarlet. But the Bible says also, though your sins are as scarlet, they shall become as white as snow. God will forgive you and wash you of all this, even this, and make you truly as white as snow. Don't be judged. Be saved. Come to him who said, you must be born again, and you will enter the kingdom of heaven. Come to me, he said, and I will receive you. No matter who is president, there's only one king. And he doesn't fade away as everything else does. It's Jesus. It's Yeshua. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the only hope for America and the only hope for you and for all of us. Come to him. Come back to him. His arms are open. Now, if you haven't already, make sure that you don't miss these prophetic updates and special messages. Make sure you hit subscribe.
Man, I don't have too much more to add to that. I just want you guys to get excited, get eager, get agitated, get stoked up, get ruffled, get stimulated to do something. Get mad and do something instead of sitting there, because the time is short. The Lord is on his way back. We are called to be ambassadors of Christ. That's why you're hearing my voice. Because I'm just so mad to do something about it.
This is not a negotiating conference.
You should be too.
This is not a God says, well, what, you know, what would you like? Here's what I'd like. Let's come talk about it.
Oh, wait a minute. Please do not forget to subscribe. Hit the like button. Share this content if you was blessed by it. Thank you.
He's God, and he's a holy, righteous God, and he's given us the privilege of not just coming and singing about him, but entering into his actual presence. But it starts by recognizing who this God is that invites us in, and the awesome privilege that we have. The awesome privilege that we have.